Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, inventions, the Rubik's Cube, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
You just found the hottest new sports show on radio where it's always game time. Two heavyweights who love to go head to head. Sir Charles Barkley and James Gandolfini. It's time to Belly Up.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Belly Up. I'm former NBA MVP Sir Charles, joined by the former MVP of the HBO series The Sopranos, James Gandolfini. What up, Tony?
Jesus, that you see? A little pissed off. I gotta spell it out for you.
But hell, Tony, you ain't said nothing yet. I can't tell if you happy or you mad.
Jesus. When's the last time you cracked open a paper, you prick? Right here. Stock market situation.
Oh, yeah.
See that? Now look at my neck. The bulge. The pulsating. Through all my jugular veins.
Ooh, Tony. Yeah, I can see it from here. Look like your neck got a speed bump in it.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood pressure must be crazy high.
Yeah. And the fact is, it's off the charts. For no reason. Jesus. So sick of blood pressure tests. Every day popping a Jesus.
Tony. Tony, it might be your stress level. You seem stressed out. When's the last time you had fun?
Let me think. Maybe last week when I kicked my stockbroker's ass. Yeah, stuck my foot right up the head every day. Oh, invest in stocks, Tony. Oh, make sure you invest. Plan for the future. Yeah, come back! $7 billion buyout. 87 episodes for nothing, you prick. Jesus.
All right, first of all, you just overreacted to a little bump in the road. I did the same thing right after I retired. Wasn't getting that fat paycheck. Had to find some side work. Now everything's cool. You're going to be making some movies soon.
Oh, yeah? Who are you, Prick Adamus? Jesus. I mean, thanks a lot for the endorsement. But the fact is, I'm still a little typecast. Can't even get an audition because every script goes to Will Farrell. Ooh, I'm gonna ice skate Blades of Glory. Ooh, how about driving NASCAR? Ooh, how about taking my pants down and showing my bare ass? Come back! Even Ben Stiller's pissed off.
Wow.
Jesus.
I know.
Uh-huh. Trying to go out and earn.
Down.
Got no chance.
Yeah, between all that and the stock market, you got to be upset.
Yeah. Stock market. Oh, the future. Yeah.
I had better odds on red and black, you prick. Oh, I'm beat his ass again. Shove this paper up his ass. Jesus.
All right, Tony. Well, I got something that's going to be a sure safe bet for you. New from General Mills.
Oh.
God, dead old. Here's the bomb.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
send them over.
I love her.
God, dead old. Looks like a little Chex Mix.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. Pretty good. The pretzels look like Lincoln logs. That is, I should have been stuck in this. It's pretty good. This made my day. Could be happier.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, you had mentioned earlier, were there any inventions out there where the person probably didn't receive what they should have, given how often they're used?
Yeah, in other words, if you invent something great, then it becomes, you know, earth-shattering and you make none of the money. It kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Dear Magnificent Misfits and Christy, to answer your question, the man who patented the barcode received next to nothing for his invention because there were no machines to read them. As a former, and Chick, help me with this, Pecanian? Piquanian?
We always said Piquad.
Oh, okay.
That sounds disturbing.
Ohio, I'm surprised, right? Chick didn't know this.
I don't. Piqua Troy Covington. That's your Tri-Cities.
Well, as the first time the barcode was used was at a grocery store in Troy, Ohio.
There it is.
Thank you, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Home of all the ice cream in the world, sort of. Troy, Ohio. Hobart Manufacturing, which makes all your ice cream, milkshake machines, everything.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of inventions that the people who do it don't get the credit or the money.
In this case, that's certainly, barcodes are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And the QR codes come back in a huge way all of a sudden.
Love it. Big fan.
You are a big fan?
Love it.
Love that, yeah.
Okay.
Did Finley have to show you how to do it?
I know a young, I think my niece had to show me how to do one. Mm-hmm. I had never done one a couple years ago.
As you know, I have a 9-year-old that taught me how to do it.
You know, I love that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. What I'm kind of bummed about is they did away with, I mean, I knew they would, but they, for the most part, did away with menus. You have to ask for a menu.
Or you QR code it.
You got to, you know, QR, but.
Mr. Technology, Chick McGee.
I know. I'm an enigma trapped in a riddle.
Huh. I must be the only one who doesn't know how to do that.
You don't know how to do the QR code?
Do you have a flip phone?
No.
A little comedy there.
It's way easier than you'd think.
You get your camera out, you take a picture of it, you click the picture, you're done.
Oh!
I
don't even have to take a picture.
No, you just put it on there and it opens up.
I know, I was just saying it in an easy way.
You're trying to bamboozle lace here.
I'm not trying to be. You can also take the picture and click a little scan thing. It's a little easier for some people.
I can't believe he's doing this to you.
I loved that TV commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And millions and millions of people bought it.
Hated it.
I was convinced you were going to lose your mind about it.
I thought so, too. I thought you'd be so mad.
I mean, that's what the Super Bowl is for.
Did you get...
Introducing stuff.
Did you get the sort of DVD menu joke that it was aiming at? Because that's become kind of a meme from the TV show The Office. Because it went right into the corner.
Oh, I've never seen the show The Office.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'm out. I understand it's very good. Don't get me wrong.
Best Super Bowl commercial, E-Trade Baby. That's it. You can't... I'll die on this hill.
Yesterday...
Sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
No, this is when I'm calling on you since you're attentive right now.
Here's a dig.
You know, those kind of comments always help.
Yeah.
They really do. Tom.
When he's not.
I swear to God, Chick just looked at the exit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you realize you did?
Oh, yeah.
Wistfully.
Hey, ask Christy. I walked off. I'll walk off again.
We were talking for some reason.
That's it.
I honestly don't remember why we were talking. Why were we talking about the pyramids yesterday?
As usual, you were saying something about the pyramids.
You were saying that the most recognizable
building in the world is the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Yeah. And we tried with the Arches and McDonald's.
The Arches and McDonald's are a logo, not a building per se.
We were bullied down, as usual.
We had a great story about the Eiffel Tower, which I think is a wonderful place, and the Parisians have been smart enough to not allow a bunch of giant buildings to be built around it.
It ain't done, though, is it? Dickie Dick and I went to Paris.
Offered a drywall it.
That's right. And they said, it's only about half finished. You got the superstructure up. Where the hell is the drywall?
Did that guy Crisco want to cover it in cloth or something? No, the Eiffel Tower is great. I mean, you see the Eiffel Tower, you know it's the wonderful Paris.
Let me tell you something.
Thing.
Let me tell you something. If at the end of this, there's some joke about you fell somewhere or I fell.
No, there isn't. There's a letter
several
here.
Several people fell. Read the letter. This woman fell.
But somehow
Norman fell.
We were talking about the most recognizable structures in the world. I would imagine the Leaning Tower of Pisa would be among them.
It's actually pizza.
Big Ben, perhaps the Guggenheim Museum. I'm just saying one quick shot. You go, I know what that building is.
Sure.
But you guys mentioned the pyramids, and apparently they have names. And Willie,
it's the pyramids of Giza, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
He's right.
I enjoyed
right.
very much. And
that's
then I corrected
right.
you. No, the most famous pyramids, of course, are, Ponzi and
Madoff.
Okay. Dear morons.
Certainly.
This comes to us from Boise, Idaho, Mark Payton. You're talking about the Eiffel Tower. You mentioned the Great Pyramids of Giza. You're wondering, what are the names of the pyramids? They're tombs of the pharaohs. Khufu.
I don't appreciate that.
And the camel you rode in on.
It looks like it's... Is it Khufu?
Khufu?
Okay.
I've been to East Khufu.
Khafra? Khafra.
Or Khufu, Egypt.
And the horse you rode in, and the camel you rode in on. There's the joke.
Are you kidding me?
What's
I said that
one?
10 seconds. You gotta listen to the show.
No, I'm trying to read ahead. It's These are complicated.
Do you have Rogan on in there? What's going on?
I'm trying to read ahead here, sir. I was listening. Menkara.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for
paying attention.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Mark.
Oh, that's interesting info.
And I got your last name, too. Oh, I'm calling you. Oh, really?
He's on your list.
Made the list.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Are we still doing sports?
Nope.
A lot of people jump off the Eiffel Tower. Is it easily...
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. I think it's screened or something.
You kind of don't want to go down and then hit the bottom part and then bounce out, right?
No, you don't.
If you're going to go for it, you got to go straight down.
Oh, yeah. I've never been on top of it. I've never been in it.
I don't think you really have a choice. I think gravity's going to go one way or another.
No, but I think he's saying the layers. You don't want to...
Yeah, right, because it goes like this.
I don't think
this.
You can clear the
three tiers.
You're going to hit and bounce.
So bang, ting, bang. Yeah. Yeah. What a way to go.
It's in Europe.
You know, somehow I'm going to be dragged down with you.
Yeah.
And all going to be fired.
You know, now I'm thinking of the great French invention, the guillotine. Isn't that
fun? There's that great restaurant in the Eiffel Tower.
There's a restaurant in there?
Yeah, the Jacques Cousteau, I think, or something.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been underwater.
I know, you would think.
Not up in the air.
Same people who do the top of the bat in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
Jacques Cousteau at the top of the Eiffel Tower rotates.
Yeah, it's the finest in rotational dining in all of Kentucky.
Overhead rotational
It's actually the Jules Verne.
Yeah, I don't think you can go to the top anymore, right? Level one?
Of?
The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
That's what we're talking about.
Good question.
One time in a Tony Hawk game, I skateboarded down it. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Can you go up? You can't go into the torch of the Statue of Liberty, can you?
I don't know.
Did you ever see the movie The Saboteur, the Hitchcock movie?
Good one. That's a good one.
It's the best.
I think you can if you're a technician. One chance. There's a bulb up there, I think.
Well, that's a big bulb.
Yeah.
How many pole hooks does it take to change that?
I'm glad.
How many what?
Some of the greatest people on Earth right now helping refugees, and you're mocking their bowling skills.
No, thank you.
Sure, we've advanced in a lot of ways.
I would have thought you would have eaten at the Jules Verne restaurant, second floor of the Eiffel Tower. You seem like that kind of guy.
No, I've been there a couple times. I loved it, but didn't eat there. Actually, I can tell you the name of the place I had lunch that day, you're not going to believe me. I'm not kidding when I say this. The place was called Le Petit Coq.
Oh!
The tiny rooster, I believe.
Christy, are you familiar with La Petite Mort?
That would be somebody dead.
The Little Death? But what is it? It refers to?
The Little Death? No.
Orgasm?
Oh, really?
Really? Oh. Who died in here?
I've always felt very much alive during mine. I don't know about the death part.
There was an old rumor that you lost, you sort of died a little bit.
Gotcha.
Well, then there's also the famous rumor about teeth down there. And the connection is we've got a very unusual story about dentistry coming up today.
And vagina dentata?
Vagina dentata.
What a terrible phrase. Vagina dentata.
Hey. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you, Donnie?
I'm been better. Can you hear my blood pressure building up?
Oh, what happened?
Now what?
They went and done it, stupid OPEC. They've gone and pushed me to the brink. So I've decided to start drilling for oil in my backyard.
Oh, all
that's right. Impressive. Do you think you have oil on your property?
I don't know, but it can't hurt to look with these prices. I didn't think I had weevils in my backyard neither until they went and destroyed my whole lawn.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And the fact remains, yesterday it cost me over $100 to fill up my truck.
I believe it.
And that kind of expense cuts into my scratcher habit.
Sure.
So I figure if I can drill and find oil in my own yard, it'll save me, $500 a month? Plus, if I got any oil left over, I plan to sell to my Uncle Sonny or my other Uncle Sonny for like $80 a barrel, you know? Because I make my money off of profits, man. If my calculations are right... I could be a Brazilianaire by probably Easter.
Oh, Brazilianaire. Sure, yeah. What kind of drill are you going to use, Donnie?
cordless, 18 volts.
Good, yeah.
I figure my biggest problem is going to be finding a drill bit that's long enough to reach it. I'll probably need a bit like 20, 30 foot long, probably 30 foot.
I don't know much about oil drilling, but aren't most oil wells like a mile deep or something?
Sounds like I'm going to need to drill bigger drill bit. Either that or a tall step ladder just to get the right launch angle for it.
You're going to need a derrick, I think.
Yeah, they have to run all the time, don't they? They are continually
pumping. I don't know nobody named Derek, except maybe Derek Trex, and he's busy on the road with Molly Hatchet. Okay, forget stupid oil then. Maybe I'll just dig for gold. Because gold could be almost as valuable as oil right now at market price.
You're right.
Way up.
Just picture this, me with a handful of nuggets that I didn't get from a drive-through. Swear to God.
Do you know anything about mining gold?
No, but it can't be that hard. My mom Phyllis told me she had a coworker Tanya that was a gold digger.
Really?
You know Tanya?
No.
No.
She's a chick at Boonies with them fake hammers.
Uh-huh.
You've seen her. Always gets fried pickles. But she got another enhancement. They're so big now she can't even throw darts anymore. I swear to God, they have to sub for her every Thursday. But she's done pretty good for herself. She just hooked up with a guy who plays the fake bailiff on Judge Mathis.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be loaded.
So now she's probably going to marry him more money. And I hear he's putting a stripper pole in their basement, so that can't be cheap.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go see about that drill.
Okay, thanks,
all right, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Drilling for oil in your backyard.
Hmm.
Jed Clampett just
saw
that bubble and crude with one shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. Did he hit the animal when he was shooting?
No, he was shooting for some food.
Yeah.
But he didn't hit it.
No.
No.
Out came a spout of bubble and crude.
Up through the ground comes some.
Black gold. A Texas tea.
Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a
millionaire.
Jed's a millionaire.
Kinfolk said, hey, Jed, move away from here.
They sure did.
They said, California is the place you ought to be.
So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
Hills, that is.
Yeah. Love a show where they explain the sort of origin right there at the beginning with a song.
Every single week.
Is that Beverly Hillbillies movie?
Yes, it was.
You know what they called their pool, Willie? Do you remember that?
I've never seen that show.
The Cement Pond.
They pronounced it cement.
Very funny.
And then they had
the pool table?
Pool table is the fancy eating table.
Yeah. And
they had pot passers. Those were the pool sticks.
Sure.
But Uncle Jed put a little notch in the end so that the pots would stay on.
Yes. Hilarious.
Sort of a fish out of water story.
Yeah. Oh, the fish out of water.
So, Josh, you're into this.
You're the bass out of water.
Ted Lasso, you just can't wrap your head around.
Right.
Ted Lasso owes everything to the Clampets. Everything.
You know, the whole theme to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Great.
I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
Great theme song, funny premise, terrific cast.
Granny was hysterical.
And Miss Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
That was sort of the
first
kind of LGBTQ.
So, right. This was like the hee-haw. This is to Dukes of Hazzard as hee-haw is to Laugh-In kind of thing. Is that what this is?
Yeah, but hee-haw.
Not necessarily.
No. What, no. Years later, right?
And the tertiary music with the guitar.
it's interstitial amazing. Music. Tertiary is a type of syphilis.
How does that go? How does the music go, Ace?
That was amazing. I thought he was playing guitar. How does he do that?
This mouth, Jim.
Well, you know, we promised a little music from Mr. Godwin. Now, your Irish heritage, Pat.
Yeah. My grandparents are from there. My dad is an Irish-American, first generation.
Can you do an Irish, one of your Irish
sure.
tunes?
Here we go. St. Patrick's Day is for amateurs, March 17th. Mark your calendars. You're not even Irish, and you don't know how to drink. I am a damn professional when it comes to drinking alcohol, but I take St. Paddy's Day off, because for me, the whole thing stinks. You're wearing a stupid t-shirt that says, kiss me, I'm Irish. You smell like corned beef and cabbage. Your beer's a silly green. St. Patrick Day for amateurs, so back off Jack and cram it, sir. I like to pace myself, and you don't know how to drink. I party hard all year, and I only drink brown beer. But I take St. Paddy's Day off, because I'm in rehab or the clink.
Nice rhyme. I love that at the end.
Pat, you ever get back to the homeland there?
I have never been there. People in my family have.
The old country?
Never been.
Really?
There.
Yeah. We got to get you.
You've been there, correct?
I have, yes. I've been to Dublin and Cork and Blarney, kissed the Blarney Stone.
Mm.
Hmm. Yes. Did you get a little tongue? Or?
Oh, I Frenched it.
Ironic.
Frenched the blunt.
Why do you have to go upside down and on your back?
It's crazy.
What is that all about?
Yeah, it's weird. You have
it's dangerous,
to lean backwards,
yes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And it's all worn. It's all smooth where people have kissed it.
Do they clean it between kisses?
No.
They spray it?
Wasn't the we don't know if it's true or not, but someone... They pee on it, the locals would.
Right.
Everybody
would. But it's way up. It's like at the top of a castle kind of thing, so you can't. That joke doesn't work.
Isn't there another one?
All right, well, thanks for that. You just stay tuned for Josh trying to explain something later on this morning.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.